has been a change. The light is out of bed and made you remember me. An empty room, a road unpaved, you whisper sweet release. And I can tell that we've rearranged. Oh, communication's key, but I'm afraid a door's been locked. And who is that to blame? We took the chance, we gave the shot, and Lord, it's a green. I know that what we have now ain't a lot. Oh, you're missing a part of me, and I'm missing a part of you, and I don't wanna lose, I don't wanna choose. Ooh, but I'll give you away. But I'll give you
Hello, WMFO Medford. This is Stuart Montgomery, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And, oh, the music is still playing, my mistake. Welcome to what was formerly Rockin' a Hard Place, but is now a title that will be determined later, question mark. My name is Stuart, aka DJ Girl Talk, a name that I entered in on the WMFO website kind of as a joke, not realizing that it would stick with me through my DJ career, but honestly, I'm not worried about it. So, welcome. Today's theme for the show is maximalism, because I woke up at 5 a.m. this morning on accident and went to a dining hall at, count it, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between, 8 a.m. this morning, which I've never done before, and which was truly an unbelievable experience. There's nothing like it in the whole world. So it's all about doing things big today. We're going to be listening to a lot of big hits, a lot of really sad ones as well. The two big hits that you just heard were two songs by Daniel Wilson, who is an artist that I just recently discovered. He doesn't have too much music out, but is really, really talented. He has such a beautiful falsetto. It's really heart-wrenching. Oh my God. Can't even talk about it. So the first one was If You Went Away, which is just gorgeous. There's an amazing acoustic version that he did. It's kind of random. It's just like him sitting in a bus with two guys on bass guitars, and they're like boom, 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 and he's just like wailing away on a microphone. It's gorgeous. And then the other one was Give You Away, which I believe is maybe his biggest song. I'm not sure, but it's very, very beautiful, very poppy, very Sam Smith-esque. So yeah, we love, love, love Daniel Wilson. But yeah, we've got a lot in store, so maybe I'm just going to start the music again, because there are a lot of things that are going to come at us really fast. We're going to listen to some Lorde, maybe some Chicago. We're also, if we have time, going to listen to some video game music, which I'm pumped about. So yeah, I'm actually just going to get right into it. I'm kind of stressing myself out as I talk. So I hope you enjoy, and I will probably be back within the next 15 minutes. Actually, within like the next five, because I'm on a lot of stimulants right now, just coffee and prescription ones that are prescribed to me by a doctor. Hi, Mom. I'm in the mood to talk, so we'll get a lot out of it, you and me. But anyway, Here is some music. If I can figure out how to turn it on. I am so bad at the technical side of this, everyone.
How do you stay motivated in the midst of everything that's going on? How do you build your personal momentum, and how do you get in the zone, right? And I'm glad you asked.
Okay.
Three things, you better catch it. My mother used to say, people love to watch a fire burn, all right? So there's one thing I know about life. One thing I know about life is a guarantee, right? Change is inevitable. Listen to me. As much as you like to be in your comfort zone, as much as you like to be stable, as much as you like to control your environment, the reality is everything changes. All right, here's my last one. My last one is Carl, you got to give me that term again. It's spontaneous combustion, is I think is what they call it. Right, right? And what happens is,
I hear the drizzle of the rain, it's falling from my window. And in the corners of my mind, I hope that I'll get to see you again. La-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, my friend, I hear the colors in the flowers. Snuffed at dawn, you're here, you're near, you're there, and then you're gone. Da 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 da. Suffering, singing, sad, all the hurt. See, I'm really lost, baby. We suffered a wear red blue. So much hurt on this earth. But you love me, and I really dare to love you.
Says he made the big mistake of dancing in my storm. says it was poison. So I guess I'll go home into the arms of the girl that I love, the only love I haven't screwed up. She's so hard to please, but she's a forest fire. I do my best to meet her demands, play at romance, we slow dance in the living room, but all that a stranger would see is one girl swaying alone, stroking a cheek. They say you're a little much for me, you're a liability, you're a little much for me. So they pull back, make other plans. I understand, I'm a liability. Get you wild, make you leave. I'm a little much for everyone. The truth is, I am a toy that people enjoy till all of the tricks don't work anymore. And then they are bored of me. I know that it's exciting running through the night, but every perfect summer's eating me alive until you're gone. Better on my own, they say. You're a little much for me, you're a liability, you're a little much for me. So they pull back, make other plans. I understand, I'm a liability. Get you wild, make you leave. I'm a little much for everyone. They're gonna watch me disappear into the sun. You're all gonna watch me disappear into the
listen. take some hand, get used to it.
You know it's time that we grow old and do some shit.
Again, it is me. I'm gonna see if I can fade that. Oh nope, just kidding. I was trying to do that really fancy thing that a lot of DJs do where they like fade the music out and then they talk over it, and it sounds really nice and very calming, but not talented enough yet, so couldn't do it. The songs you just heard, let's run through them. The first one was Intro by Disclosure. Beautiful track. I think it is so impressive and indicative of such talent when people set spoken tracks to like to music, I guess, for lack of a better, yeah, to like musical tracks. It's like so striking and so beautiful, and like I think indicates like such an ear for music and rhythm. I literally like Low Lights by Kanye West, gorgeous. If anyone has ever heard, what is it, 998 Bricks, it's just this like priest talking about making a wall over this like electronic beat. It's a beautiful song. So that was Intro by Disclosure. Omaker by Janelle Monáe, which is off her album The Arch Android, which really does not get enough attention, was an unbelievable concept album. Janelle Monáe is so talented, and like I feel really does not get a lot of attention for that. I mean, obviously she's famous, but like her albums are so thematically strong and still so good musically. And Omaker is like one of the most beautiful. I listen to this song like every day. Then there was Liability by Lord, which one of my friends, Tyler, if you're listening, hello, introduced me to, and I really hated it first because it's so self-congratulating. She's just like, I'm a liability. But it's actually, I have recently gotten really into it. It's so beautiful and so sad. I love listening to it and just being like the emo kid. And then the last one, the like 5 minute long track, was Lover's Spit, which is a cover by Chris Rubio Originally of the song Lover Spit by Broken Social Scene. I'm not going to be fake and say that I knew that already. I Googled it like literally 10 seconds ago. This song is so gorgeous. Mainly for like the string arrangements in the background and also his harmonies. I think honestly it's kind of boring after the first half, but the first half, wow, incredible. Those were our songs that we just heard. What I'm realizing is so funny about the WMFO studio is that it directly overlooks the path to the gym. And I've just been sitting here listening to this music, thinking about how much of a distance there is between me and people who exercise on a daily basis. Like, watching all these people walk to the gym is just so bizarre, because it's like, I cannot imagine being the kind of person who like walks to the gym on, I don't know, a Thursday afternoon at like 12:30. It just is making me laugh so hard, because like, I could be on a treadmill right now, but instead I'm talking into a microphone to like, how many is it? Wait, let me refresh the count. To 13 people and pets in the Somerville Medford area. Like, oh my God. Like, I saw a football player and I was like, what? What if I played football? That would be so weird. Anyway, those are my thoughts on this beautiful Somerville day. We're really past approaching summer, ladies and gentle germs. It is coming, and it's coming fast. I'm getting distracted, and I'm gonna get back to us. We've got a lot of music to listen to. Hopefully we can get to all of it. Coming up, we've got some Chicago. Oh, we've also, I am taking voice lessons this semester for credit. And I have my jury today, which means I have to sing in front of a bunch of judges, which is random, but kind of fun. I'm going to play you the songs that I'm singing. I'm not supposed to do this, but I'm singing Danny Boy and The Man I Love. Danny Boy is just like an old Irish air, gorgeous song. My dad used to sing it to me as a lullaby. So beautiful. Shout out to you, Dad, if you're listening. If not, still shout out to you. And The Man I Love is a song by Gershwin, George Gershwin, who I'd never heard before. I'd heard of George Gershwin, of course. Famous composer, whatever that song is. I should really know this. High school orchestra is failing me right now. Rhapsody in Blue. Oh my God. George Gershwin, composer of Rhapsody in Blue, super famous American composer. He wrote The Man I Love, which is a song that I'm going to sing. It's super sad and really beautiful and is coming up shortly. So with that note, I will get back to the music and stop talking. And we'll see if I can do a fade out this time. Goodbye.
There's no sunshine this impossible year, only black days and sky gray and clouds full of fear and storms full of sorrow that won't disappear. Just typhoons and monsoons this impossible year. There's no good times this impossible year. Just a beachfront of bad blood and a coast that's unclear. All the guests at the party, they're so insincere. They just intrude and exclude this impossible year. There's no you and me this impossible year.
My good news. that shall never roam. What would you? And so all else above, I'm dreaming of the man I
song. Unbelievable. Wow. I'm floored. I don't know about you, but that gets me every time. Okay. Run through our songs really fast. We had Impossible Year by Panic at the Disco. This is what we're talking about when we talk about maximalist emo songs. Wow. Dramatic, decadent, lovely, beautiful. whoever, I always forget the lead singer's name, his range is insane. He literally goes from like down at the bottom to like way sky high. Unreal, great song. Roxy by Renee Zellweger from Chicago. I am gonna say it, I've faced a lot of flack for this, but Chicago is one of like the best pieces of cinema of our time. Like, that movie is incredibly well produced, shot, costumed, acted. Renee Zellweger is stunning in that movie. I literally am never not in the mood to watch it. Then we have The Man I Love by Billie Holiday. Beautiful song. Like I said, I'm going to be singing it later today around 9 p.m. in Distler if anyone wants to come. Just kidding, don't come. It's probably going to be weird. And then Danny Boy, by arranged by Peter Hollins. I think the harmonies on this one are really beautiful. I don't love like the weird reverb in the background, but I think it's a beautiful, beautiful song no matter what. And now I have a PSA to read. It is titled Numbers to Think About, Worldwide Prison Populations. It's a bit of a concerning one, but, you know, just something to think about on this day. So, the United States has the largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States, a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the United States, is a distant second, with 1.51 million people in prison, a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners. Numbers to think about, a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. 730 per 100,000 from the United States and 117 per 100,000 in China. That is insane. And then even our raw numbers are the highest, because Russia has 865,000 prisoners, but we have 2.2 million. What's up with that, y'all? Prisons are whack. Just a bit of a heavy note to bring us down a little bit. I'm not gonna lie to you, since I woke up so early this morning, I'm starting to get a little feverish. You know, sometimes when I sleep so little, like I think I got like maybe 3-4 hours of sleep last night, sometimes when I sleep so little, I feel like my body just takes it as a nap, so it's just like, okay, like, well, we'll just keep going. And then so I wake up in the morning, I super energized, like really refreshed, like I'm not really at any other point when I sleep. And then around like 12:45, 2-3-ish, I start to get like really feverish and tired and weird. So you're really hitting me right at that point. So that's kind of fun. That's kind of a fun detail to this radio show. Anyway, coming up, I have some video game music that I love to play. People always flame me for playing this, but I think video games are a real underrated source of beautiful music, both like in the United States and especially in Japan. I mean, obviously Japan is like one of the biggest video game developers in the world. I mean, they've got Nintendo, Sega, etc., etc. Sorry, I don't know why I said Sega. That was random of me. Sega's whack. But I think, yeah, video games are like beautiful pieces of art, kind of. Not to get too deep on you, but like the soundtracks to these games are really great. Anyway, so yeah, I'm gonna dive straight into that. Hopefully you like it. Sorry to everyone in Brown and Rue who has to listen to the Ocarina of Time intro remix, but oh well. I'm also gonna be switching from YouTube, or from Spotify to YouTube, kind of like consecutively, so this might get a little bit weird, but we'll see. This is Toriel's theme. Thank you. again, everyone. So I'm running right up against my time slot. I actually think I have to go let the other DJ in. But what you've heard just recently were was Fallen Down, in parentheses, Toriel's theme by Video Game Piano Players. That's from Undertale. Amazing, amazing indie game that came out recently. Actually, our last song is going to be from that as well. Beautiful, beautiful game. There was a Zelda Ocarina of Time intro remix by Monsalve. That was a really beautiful ambient. There they are. That was a really beautiful ambient piece that came on. Then there was Fountain of Dreams from Super Smash Bros. Melee, probably one of the best pieces of music of all time. Corridors of Time by Chrono Trigger. And that's it. And I will be on my way. Thank you, everyone.